he's a great soul winner. And he called me up today and told me how he had people saved over at a prison that he preached in today in California. And you know what he told me? He said, on my way over, he said, I stopped at a church along the way, Gospel Light Baptist Church in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Pastor Eric Capace, over 1,000 people in the church. Gospel Light Baptist Church, Eric Capace. And he said this. He said, you know, I enjoyed the service, but he said, in the church building, they had a Starbucks in the church. And I said, no way, you got to be kidding me. He said, no. He said, it was the Starbucks logo. I mean, it was a full-blown Starbucks, and they were selling Starbucks coffee, like a franchise of Starbucks located in the church. And he said to me, he said, now you know, he said, the logo for Starbucks is a girl with no shirt on, and her hair is covering up her chest. And he said, I just thought that was a little weird. And I said, yeah, that is a little weird. Now look, I'm not against going to Starbucks. I'm not going to stand here and preach it's wrong to go to Starbucks. I mean, look, if you go to the grocery store to buy your groceries, they're selling booze and they're selling dirty magazines and everything else. Okay? Now look, are the dirty magazines right or wrong? Wrong. Is the booze right or wrong? Wrong. Is it wrong for me to buy food at the grocery store? No. The world is the world. I mean, the world's going to be the world. You know what I mean? When I see unbelievers doing wicked things, it doesn't surprise me. It's the world. But what does bother me is when I see Christians doing wicked things. Okay, that's what bothers me. When I see the world, that's just the world. That's the way they are. Let's love them. Let's get them saved. Okay. Now, is it wrong to shop at the grocery store? No. But should I allow the grocery store to set up a liquor display in God's house? No. Should I allow them to bring their magazine rack to church? No. Do I approve of the logo of Starbucks, which is some mythological sprite creature that's topless with hair covering herself? Okay, I don't approve of that logo. Am I saying it's wrong to ever go to Starbucks? I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, why do you have a picture of some goddess with her shirt off in your church? Now, is that a legitimate question for me to ask or not? And is it a legitimate question for me to ask or not? Why you are selling Starbucks coffee in your church. Now, part of the problem that I have with that, and part of the problem that Jesus has with that, is that part of the money, when they take out their money, you know, and they buy their Starbucks, guess who's making money? Starbucks Corporation. Right? Are you listening to me? Starbucks is making some money off of God's house. Is that right or wrong? Is it right or wrong for Starbucks to make a profit on my church service? Wrong. And you say, well, the proceeds are going to the church. It doesn't matter. You're buying and selling in God's house. It's merchandise. It's wrong. And not all the proceeds are going to your church. Part of the proceeds is going to Starbucks. You've made God's house into a house of merchandise, Eric Capace. Shame on you. Well, why are you picking him apart? I'm not picking him apart. I'm throwing some tables tonight. And that's what Jesus would do if he were here. He'd flip some tables too. In fact, he already was here and he already did it. 2,000 years ago, read about it in the Bible. But number four, it's only getting worse. This sermon's like a roller coaster. Okay, we start out reading all those verses, it's like, and it's just all downhill from here. Number four, and let me explain it. How about this one? Number four, the Christian school. The Christian school. Or like our independent fundamental Baptist brethren like to call it, the church school. Who's ever heard that term, the church school? Right? The Christian school, the church school. Because, see, the Bible doesn't talk about schools. So they say, whoa, it's the church school. You know what I mean? Like, we put church on it, now it's part of the church. And the Bible does talk about church. And they say it's the command of God that the local church train the children of the church. First of all, I can't find that in the Bible anywhere. But let's say that that were true. Let's say that there was an imaginary verse in the Bible that said that the local church is to train the children of the church. Okay? All right, well, what is the church? Church is a congregation, right? A born-again, baptized believer. Right now, we're assembled here as a church. On Wednesday night, we'll be assembled here as a church. Next Sunday morning, we'll be assembled here as a church. Is there a church? Watch me. Is there a church at 2707 West Southern Avenue, Suite 105, tomorrow morning. There will be no church here. The building will be here, but is the church going to be here on Monday? No. Will the church be here on Tuesday? No. Will the church be here on Wednesday morning? No. Will the church be here on Wednesday night? You better know it will. And if we were meeting at my house, that's where the church would be. If we were meeting at the park, that's where the church would be. If we were meeting in a gas station, that's where the church would be. Are you listening to me? And as soon as we leave, the church isn't there anymore. Because the church is the people, not the building. So is a Christian school really church? No. No, it's a para-church ministry, okay, is what it would be called. It's outside of the local church. Now, Independent Fundamental Baptists will try to say, well, no. Christian school is it's an arm of the local church. Okay, or it's under the canopy of the local church. Now, I was looking in the Bible trying to find these words, canopy, okay? And I don't know, I thought about people talking about some canopy of mist or something, like before the flood. And I was like, what do you mean by canopy? The canopy of the local church. But they say, no, Christian school is legitimate because it's under the canopy of the local church. They say, and I say, well, wait a minute. Where does the Bible say that we need a Christian school? I can't find it in the Bible. They say, well, it says the church is to train. So is the Christian school part of church? Okay, well, then here's my question. Then why do you have to pay to go there? Think about that for a minute. Do you have to pay to go to church? Can you imagine a turnstile at the front door of Faithful Word Baptist Church where you drop in four quarters, ching, and go through the turnstile because you have to pay to enter? Can you imagine me charging people money to come to this church? Wouldn't that make your blood boil? What if you came next week and Pastor Anderson said it's $5 admission? Would you be angry? You better know you'd be angry. You'd feel like Jesus felt when he flipped over those tables when people were using church to make money. Well, there's a cover charge. You know, $20. We'll give you discounts since you got a big family. Okay, then if the Christian school, follow my logic here, Pharisee. If the Christian school is part of church, then why do you have to pay money to get in? You gotta pay all the staff. And well, who pays me? Let's say I were pastor of a much bigger church. Who would pay me? Tithes and offerings. So if church if Christian school is somehow part of that, wouldn't it get its money from the same source? But no, there's tuition. You got to pay money for it. If it's church, you wouldn't have to pay money for it. And if you have to pay money for it, and it is church, well, then you've made God's house into a house of merchandise. But it's not church. We're not charging money for church. Okay, then it's not church. You just said it was under the canopy of church. It falls under the category of church. Now, look, either it falls under the category of church, and they're selling it for money, making merchandise of God's house, or it's not church. What are we doing sending our kids there if it's not in the Bible? My Bible says in Deuteronomy 6, thou shalt diligently teach them to thy children. Remember the singular word we talked about this morning? Thou, thy? He didn't say you teach them to all your children. He said thou, sir, teach it to your... Thou, mom, thou, miss, teach it to your children. Singular. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And that leads me to my next... And by the way, here's a great scripture. Buy the truth and sell it not. Now, if I were to study the Bible and gain some biblical truth, and I were to say to you, I'm going to sell what I've studied in the Bible. I studied the book of Philippians, and boy, did I come up with some great truths. And if you want to know what they are, buy the book. It's $19.95. That's wrong. I'm selling the truth. You say, wait a minute, Pastor Anderson. They got to pay to make the book and bind the book, and they got to sew the binding, and that costs money. Wait a minute now. You expect me to believe that it's $19.95 to bind up that book? And you say, well, yeah, it is. It does cost that much. Okay. Then why could I go on the internet right now and find all these Christian books and all these big churches and all these preachers that are selling their books, and you can download the book? You know what I'm talking about? An e-book. And they're charging money for the e-book. They're charging $10. I pastored the church for about 6 months. I came across a guy who was an independent fundamental Baptist, and he had written a book.